Nobody cares for you like family. Family Heating
and Air. When you call to have your home or business's heating and air serviced, what do you expect from them? A salesman in a colorful truck? Or do you expect a highly trained expert with your best intentions in mind? The answer is obvious. Call the company that treats you like family. My name's Malia, and I look forward to answering your call.
Family Heating and Air Conditioning is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
Nobody cares for you like family. Family Heating and
Chuck Schumer doesn't understand that sometimes saying you're Jewish doesn't mean that you're right. Oh, we're going to have a fight. It's going to be glorious. Anything Trump says or said does not excuse the despicable comments you made about the Israeli elections, Chuck. But we'll get to that, I promise, because there's an Indianapolis connection. I will get there. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Carb Day concert announced, and it's George Thorogood and Gin Blossoms. George Thorogood and Gin Blossoms. George Thorogood and Gin Blossoms. Look, I, over the years, have not really had many comments on who they pick for Carb Day for the Indy 500. And I don't want to be the guy here who's bagging on George Thorogood. I think people will have a good time no matter what. But I just assume that these were not the first picks. I just can't. This does not seem to be the kind of bill that gets people saying, "My God, if I don't get to Carb Day, I'm going to die." I tell you. That makes me want to get drunk. The Gin Blossoms, by the way, were an Arizona band, Arizona State. That's where I went to school. They had just started taking off when I got there. The moral of the story is I never met them, and I just can't imagine it's a draw. And I would like for Carb Day to be a draw. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Prove me wrong. Knock it out of the park, will you? Just crush. Crush. That's all I can ask for. Good Lord. Then I saw this. That Gannett, Indy Star, they have said they're going to stop using reports from the Associated Press because of financial pressures for the news industry. McClatchy has said the same thing. First of all, that's a huge hit for the Associated Press. That's a lot of money I would assume that they're going to be losing out on. Now the question is, if Gannett is not utilizing the Associated Press, who are they going to use? They're going to do it all on their own? Wouldn't that be a more costly maneuver? Or is it that they really aren't so much worried about news anyway? You take a look at how thin the Indy Star has gotten over the years. They'll have a couple of opinion pieces. They'll tell Indianapolis why they're all a bunch of racists, and then they'll publish. I mean, the fact that they shared a very good op-ed from Michael Hicks this past week, notwithstanding. I don't know. I don't know now what is news by them. What I know is I think this is an interesting maneuver. And if it puts pressure on the Associated Press, well, then I'm thrilled. Because they're just terrible. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The economic hits just keep on coming. We've discussed credit card debt. Now at $1.13 trillion, that's where it was last quarter. Quarter four, 2023. $1.13 trillion in credit card debt. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. That's a problem. That is a problem. Let's couple it with this. Credit scores are now down for the first time in a decade. And the national average credit score is 717. Oddly, better than I thought it was. But the issue is people aren't keeping up with their payments. They've got too much debt because their money isn't going as far, and they've been using credit cards to deal with the reality, to deal with the inflation. As is noted by in a report from FICO. And they do note that the national average credit score just fell by just a point. From April to July, it was at 718. This is what they write, and I think a worthy conversation. Quote, given that the FICO score is a lagging, not leading economic indicator, this suggests that the effects of high interest rates and persistent inflation may be starting to weigh on consumers, especially those already struggling to manage their finances. Translation, the FICO conversation is telling you what, not what's going to come, but what's already happening. And if it's a lagging indicator and it's only just starting to show up now, one could argue it is already worse out there for quote-unquote average Americans, which is exactly what we think, exactly what we've been discussing. The administration wants to tell you that things are going great. Things are not going great. They're not. This, coupled with $1.13 trillion worth of credit card debt, that is a bad, bad sign, people. Bad sign. I think get ready for a very rough 2024. The popcorn moment. Let's go, let's go, let's go. It's a story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn because there is more. I have issue with the RNC and this new leadership that has stated quite clearly that getting Trump elected seems to be the only thing they care about, and they're down with paying his legal bills. I want to win elections. All elections. Senate races, House races, mayor's races, governor's races, town council races. I want to put qualified people in office. I want to win. The RNC does not seem to be as interested in that. Maybe they'll change their tune. I thought it was an interesting conversation Congressman Matt Gaetz was having on CNN with Abby Phillip regarding this exact issue.
More than $55 million just on legal bills. That's 85% of its spending. Are you comfortable with that? No, I wish you weren't being attacked like this. I mean, Trump is up in your
polling. But he is. Are you comfortable with his leadership pack using the money that's being raised from ordinary people in a lot of cases to pay his legal bills?
Yeah, it's a necessity. Your network covers ad nauseum that this money is used for this purpose, and yet it continues to be contributed for people who believe that President Trump is under siege. And so I think that we have to view the fusion of the criminal justice system and this presidential campaign as something that we have to combat with every force we have at the RNC and President Trump's campaign and with our own donations. And, you know, it does make me think, like, how much further ahead of Biden would we be if we weren't having to fight not only on the political front, but on the civil front, on the criminal front, and seemingly everywhere else?
One way to avoid that would be to not get into legal trouble, which Trump seems to be doing all the time.
These are novel legal theories that oftentimes are woven together in ways they've never been applied against other people. Look at the Alvin Bragg case
just
that's about to
go to trial. Nobody has ever done what Trump is alleged to have done doesn't mean that he shouldn't be held accountable.
Well, but you see similar conduct not treated the same way.
I want to move on just...
Of course you want to move on. I mean, it was a fine argument from Gates. It was a less fine argument from Abby Phillip. I am clear. We could have had DeSantis. You know where I am. You know that if my choices are Biden or Trump, I'm going to vote for Trump. That's going to happen. We could have had DeSantis. I'll leave it there. To say that Trump did things that nobody else did is to avoid what it is that those within the quote-unquote legal system have done that nobody else has done. The weaponizing is a first. I mean, it is. Trump does not call for an insurrection. Let's charge him with insurrection. Trump did not commit a crime in New York. Let's say that he did and get a $464 million judgment against him so we can just take his properties and laugh. Look what we did. Of course, people who don't build take. Makes perfect sense. One should look at these things and say, this is monstrous. Because it is. Now, Gates' argument that people are donating to the RNC knowing they're going to pay Trump's legal bills, I'm not 100% sure that is true. I'd have to take a look at the emails asking for donations, soliciting donations that the RNC sends out. But where Gates is wrong is that that's not the RNC's job. If Trump wants to solicit donations for his legal bills, you're not hearing any argument from me whatsoever. He can go about doing that. I don't mind that he goes about doing that. And I would assume if I were to take a look, he is doing that. The RNC needs to win elections. Their mission is bigger. And if they are not focused on that mission, then they have absolutely zero value. And what they have not shown me is that they're focused on a bigger mission, which is getting elections won all up and down the line. So I will continue to not donate to the RNC. I will continue my long history, my lifelong history of not giving to the RNC. Don't worry, they will not miss the money that I already have not been giving them. But this isn't valuable. Creating an RNC that is all Trump supporters and then focusing on one election, it's not how you win. It's not. It's not. You can donate, give to his legal bills, all you choose.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Would never stop you. It's your money. You get to decide what to do with it. St. Patrick's Day came and went, and if you, well, knew what was good for you, you got yourself a shamrock shake, and you said, behold, the shamrock shake! one of God's greatest inventions when the ice cream machine is working. Behold the Shamrock Shake. Glory be unto it. Also, brain freeze. Ah, crap. And that's what you did. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Find everything at TonyKatz.com. And now the people at Wendy's are bringing you the Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Well, something, Matt Bear, nothing really.
Woo!
There it is. There it is. The Dreamsicle Frosty, as you orange whip, three orange whips. The Dreamsicle is something we can all agree on. I don't know if I could have one every day, but certainly, certainly, when you have that first sip of Dreamsicle, you're like, ah, it's like orange soda. I don't know if I could have it every day, but that first sip, you're like, oh, childhood. Orange soda equals childhood. It's exactly what it is. I grew up as a Sunkist man. You might be a Fanta type person. You know, I'm not here to judge. I am not here to. I don't know if there was another one. I don't know if there's another orange soda. Those are the only two I knew of, but it's possible. Moral of the story being delicious. One, two. You're just desperate for diabetes. Three, instant coma. But one is always good. The Orange Dreamsicle is coming. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't need anything other than chocolate Frosty, which I would assume is original Frosty. Or is the vanilla? That's all I need to make me happy. Frosty, some fries, set, done, finished. But this is good. And you should allow yourself a little bit of sweet treat goodness. You've earned a little bit of sweet treat goodness. Isn't that right, Joe Biden?
I had the dubious distinction of being listed as the poorest man in Congress for 36 years. I got a phone call. My wife was campaigning up. I was campaigning up in New Hampshire back when that statistic came out in the 90s. And she called. I used to call one because the kids were little when I was away. And say, how's everything going? I got this. Fine. Well, you know you're in trouble when your wife or husband says, fine. I said, what's the matter? She said, only an elected official's husband or wife could understand this. She said, do you read today's paper? I said, they don't have today's paper, Wilmington paper, Delaware, up in Nevada, up in where I'm with Leahy, up in Vermont. And she said, well, let me read it. Top of the fold, headline, Biden, poorest man in Congress. Is that true? I thought, I don't know the hell is true, but it turned out it was true.
Well, that was informative. I needed a place to play that clip. It just made sense. And by the way, thank you, David, my dear friend from Jersey who listens daily. Orange Crush. Orange Crush was the other orange. Yes, Brandon, I see you. I see you. Thank you so much. Yes, Orange Crush is the other one. Chuck Schumer is outraged that Donald Trump said something that I've said, and he thinks it's anti-Semitism. Chuck Schumer is wrong. Let's fight, because what we're fighting for is actual existence of all of us. Holy cow, we're still doing this? Okay, we're still doing this. I'm down. Tony Katz, that's me, by the way, 93 WIBC, good morning.
Former president's comments were utterly disgusting and a textbook example of the kind of anti-Semitism facing Jews, pushing the dangerous anti-Semitism trope of dual loyalty. To say you hate Israel or your religion because you have one political view over the other is sick, it's hateful.
I'm not listening to Chuck Schumer lecture to me, and I don't want you to let Chuck Schumer lecture to you. Chuck Schumer is wrong, and your Jewish friend Tony said so. Go on, quote me. Let me tie Chuck Schumer's madness into something in Indianapolis. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. The quote from Trump as he was talking on Sebastian Gorka's radio show, Any Jewish person that votes for Democrats hates their religion. They hate everything about Israel, and they should be ashamed of themselves. The Democratic Party hates Israel. Now, do Jews who vote for Democrats hate their religion? I honestly don't know. What I have stated is that any Jew that votes for Biden is out of their minds. And I think it is irresponsible not to note how valuable Israel is if you're Jewish. It doesn't change the fact that I'm an American. This is my country. This is what I defend. I want Israel to exist. I make no bones about the fact that I'm a Zionist. Trump has done things I don't like. Of course, the meeting with Nick Fuentes and Kanye West is unforgivable. His staff didn't know. He didn't know. I don't buy into any of that. And before you try to defend Trump, do me a favor. Sit down and be quiet. I'm talking. I'm not going to listen to madness. He never should have met the guy. That's on him. That's on his staff that are a bunch of dopes. But I'm going to listen to Chuck Schumer, who called for elections in Israel. He then went to speak to these to the president of these different Jewish associations. There's a conference that takes place of all these people. And he went to talk to them yesterday to explain his position. And you know what that group of leaders said? We ain't buying it. We deeply appreciate Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking to the membership of the Conference of Presidents this afternoon, as well as his longstanding support of Israel and the Jewish people. His decades of leadership are historic and without precedent. Even so, the pro-Israel community and our membership continue to have deep reservations about Senator Schumer's speech on the Senate floor last week regarding impediments to peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Because Chuck Schumer said Netanyahu's the problem, Israel's the problem, not Hamas, not Hezbollah, not Iran, not the Palestinian people that still, in poll after poll after poll, support this stuff. And oh, by the way, what Palestinian people? Could we at least have a history lesson, for the love of God? And you think Trump's the problem? Sit down. The Democratic Party has an Israel problem. The Democratic Party has an anti-Semitism problem. This goes without saying. This reaches Indianapolis. When you've got Jew-hating bigot Andre Carson supporting people like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, and you have communist Jesse Brown stating, read the whole thread. It's something from about Governor Holcomb vetoing the anti-Semitism legislation. Read the whole thread. He's vetoing the bill for not being hostile enough to Palestine and to free speech. This while Chuck Schumer is calling into question the very legitimacy of the Netanyahu government. Holcomb is making sure his legacy is supporting genocide. First, the communist from Indianapolis, Democrat, supported by Vop Ossoli, who should damn well be ashamed of himself, is telling you that Schumer was calling the Netanyahu government into question, even though it's not a Netanyahu government right now, it's a unity government. But hey, he's a communist. All he knows is murder. Talk about a guy who knows about genocide. You think he knows about politics? He actually thinks Palestine is a place, and this has something to do with free speech, and he thinks Governor Eric Holcomb supports genocide. I think Holcomb has got a lot of issues. I don't think he supports genocide. But leave it to a communist to know about genocide. So there's another Jew hater, Israel hater, right here in Indianapolis. And the best is anytime you mention him, he's like, thank you, comrade, for supporting my campaign. As if somehow that's going to get people to stop talking. He's a Jew-hating, Israel-hating bigot. And he got aid and comfort from Chuck Schumer. And you think Donald Trump is the problem? Trump has done plenty of things that I disagree with. I've said so here, and I've talked about having no forgiveness for it. That's anti-Semitism, but what you said is fine. I got to listen to Senator Chris Coons and Representative Nancy Pelosi tell me about how you have courage. There's no courage. You called for Hamas to have opportunity to further destroy because your party is a bigoted party. Get with the program. Any Jew or any non-Jew who votes for Biden is out of their minds. Said it, meant it. not going to apologize for it. Joe Biden won't stand up to Cori Bush, to Ayanna Pressley, to Ocasio-Cortez, to Ilhan Omar, to Rashida Tlaib, to Senator Chris Van Hollen, to Andre Carson. He's a coward. And guys like Jesse Brown want Israel destroyed. That's a bigot. And he gets supported by Vop Ossoli. Your move, President Ossoli. President of the Indianapolis City County Council. The Democratic Party absolutely hates Israel. They've shown it. They've proven it. What are we discussing here? This is something to debate? There's no debate. There's only a question of when Jews figure out that America's their country. If you're an American, you're an American. But Israel's existence has value for all of us, Jewish and non-Jewish alike.